Is it strange to inherit the memories of your organ donors? Does anybody know anyone who is the recipient of an organ transplant? But now, this is according to an article by Lizette Borelli. This was written a few years ago now, 2013, but she says organs may give a new life to organ transplant recipients due to memories stored by the organs. So now, a lot of people probably think, you know, the brain is where memories occur, but how can an organ remember something, right? An organ is not a brain. An organ doesn't think. So how can an organ retain memories of the donor? Well, according to Donate Life America, 8,127 deceased organ donors and 6,017 living organ donors in the United States added up to about 28,535 organ transplants overall, the most common being cornea, kidney, and heart, with heart transplants being the most successful. Isn't that surprising? Heart transplants, as of the time of this study, which was 2011, had a survival rate of 74.9%. It's amazingly high. Organ rejection rates are quite high depending on the organ. But now, talking about the memory. This cell memory phenomenon, as it's called. According to this, behaviors and emotions acquired by the people who receive the organs, they're stored with a It's called combinatorial memories, which just means combined memories. These are stored in the neurons of the organs. So that's where the memories reside. Apparently, you don't need a brain to remember. You just need neurons. Do you think that's true? Heart transplants are said to be the most susceptible. In other words, hearts have the best memory. Interesting that hearts also have the best survival rate. Hearts tend to do the best in organ transplants. And if you receive the heart of a donor, you may receive the heart and mind of the donor, as we're about to see here. Quality of life researchers interviewed 47 patients in Vienna, Austria. But, contrary to what you might think, only about 6% confirmed a drastic change in their personality due to their new hearts. So 6% is pretty small. I won't say it's nominal, but, well, you don't want to hang your hat on 6%, do you? However, moving on to the School of Nursing at the University of Hawaii. I love Hawaii. Researchers wanted to kind of further investigate this. Now, they focused on 10 patients, all of whom received heart transplants. And they found some parallels. Parallels relate in relation to the donor's history. And what kind of parallels? Well, they observed changes in various habits of the donor patients, meaning that the donor patients changed their taste in food, even art, their art appreciation changed. People who had no interest suddenly had one. Recreational activities like sports, taking an interest in football or soccer when they didn't have one before. Music, too. Taste in music either changed or expanded. Surprisingly, even sexual preference as far as how they like it with their partner changed. Lots of surprised spouses, I imagine. Check this out. This man, after his heart transplant, started having dreams about seeing hot flashes of light in front of his face. Well, as it turns out, his heart came from a man who had been killed by a gunshot to the face. Arguably the last thing the man saw. We go now to Australia. Case of Demi Lee Brennan. Her blood type was changed, apparently, after receiving a liver transplant. Yes, her blood type actually changed, but it doesn't stop there. According to this, let's see, liver transplant from her donor 9 months. 9 months after the initial transplant. It was discovered that Brennan's blood type had changed and she had actually acquired the immune system of her donor. You heard right. Her immune system changed. How'd this happen? Apparently, stem cells. Stem cells of her new liver transferred over to her bone marrow. Amazingly, it doesn't stop there. Her blood type changed, her immune system changed, and then, according to Michael Storman, who is a hepatologist, who actually treated Brennan, treated her at the Children's Hospital at Westmead. According to Michael Storman, quote, in effect, she had a bone marrow transplant. The majority of her immune system had also switched over to that of the donor, end quote. You believe that? This girl, her immune system changing, her blood type changing, and getting a bone marrow transplant. Now, I wonder, for people who actually need bone marrow transplants, can it be done by just giving them a liver transplant? Unfortunately, the article doesn't say anything about this, but with my overactive imagination, I can't help but wonder. Now, going back to the cell memory aspect of this, there's a woman, Claire Sylvia. She also, like the aforementioned man before the break, Sylvia also received a heart transplant. After her surgery, she reported having a craving for beer and chicken nuggets. Beer and chicken nuggets. I have that craving all the time, and I didn't receive... No, I didn't. Claire Sylvia received her heart from an 18-year-old male who died in a motorcycle accident. Now, according to this, she was having recurring dreams about a man named, quote, Tim L. First name Tim, last name unknown, just L. Now, apparently, according to Claire Sylvia, she did some searching in the obituaries and found out that her donor's name was Tim and that he loved all of the food that Claire began to crave after her surgery. More of this can be found in her book called A Change of Heart. You should have known it would be called something like that, right? A Change of Heart. What do you think, guys? Is this a bunch of nonsense? Or is there something to this?